Millions of people took to the streets the day after Donald Trump's inauguration for women's marches in D.C., New York, and around the country. Now groups are trying to harness that momentum and turn it into ongoing action. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli reports on how some New Yorkers are mobilizing.
The group Gays Against Guns formed after the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. At their first meeting in New York after the Women's March, they were talking about how to fight a bill that would ease concealed carry restrictions across state lines.
Trump basically wants to risk the freedoms of innocent refugees while he's putting innocent lives that he knows will be at risk every day with laws like this.
That's Kevin Gotkin. He says the time to fight Trump on the gun bill is now.
He would rather target entire kinds of people than target the machines of death we know will kill about 91 people every day in this country.
Gays Against Guns meets every other Thursday at the LGBT Center. Last week, dozens of members packed the room.
Discussion of action talk proposals. We'll break into groups after that, after we've decided on some actions that appeal to us, and they'll report back.
They're planning public actions against gun violence called weapons of mass disruption. They're not what you think. They mix humor with the serious, deadly issues surrounding gun violence.
And then we have like a drag Trump, like a pantomime drag Trump in a giant orange ball gown who's just vulgar and horrible in sloppy drag.
I'll do it.
Merging protest with performance art.
She's got Cheetos in her hair, I imagine.
Yeah.
There were a few brand new members at the group's last meeting. Mary Ellen Novak has been working with them since the election.
I woke up the next day completely depressed, and November 10th I decided, no, I'm going to do something. I've done more this past few months than I've done in my entire life.
Novak's staying active and helping her friends get involved, too, by linking them up with actions that suit their interests. Christina Chang with Planned Parenthood of New York City says it's important to provide new activists with different levels of engagement, from participating in social media campaigns to protesting in public.
We collectively have strength and power, and we need to continue to keep that pressure on.
Chang says Planned Parenthood is offering training to New Yorkers on the finer points of activism, like how to lobby local lawmakers. And some women are looking into how they can become lawmakers themselves, like Kathleen Daniel, who is a regular at community board meetings in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
And that, I think, is one of the best places for people to find out what is happening in their community. And you have a say about what comes into your community, from bike lanes to businesses.
Daniel unsuccessfully ran for New York City Council in 2013. But in November, she started working with a group called Vote, Run, Lead, which grooms women for office. Founder Erin Velarde says now the number of women interested in running is off the charts.
I mean, right after the election, we put a class together, and 48 hours, we usually get 50, 100 women in a web class, and we got 1,100. We did it again in January. We got another 1,100.
The new campaign is picking up the pace of the Women's March. It's called Now We Run. Velarde says it is about getting equal representation in office. But like the Women's March, it's also making a more fundamental point.
It was really telling our government that we're here, we're going to be seen and heard, and actually we're going to take it even a step further.
For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.